coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, everybody. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Brito-Carlton Raceway. Last week, we did a story with Jeff Gorrell in which he espoused his views on the bleak future of our industry. According to Mr. Gorrell, it's probably garnered more reaction than any other story we've done on Trot Radio. We thought we'd check in with the president of COSA, Bill O'Donnell, who has been an advocate for trying to raise the level of awareness of our sport to keep it from going down the path that has been suggested by Mr. Gorrell. Magic Man, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
This particular story that Jeff Gorrell has initiated, in which he deems that harness racing, according to him, it's a mathematical certainty that it's going to die, it's probably generated more feedback than I've seen on any of the episodes of Trot Radio.
Well, I'm not quite as pessimistic as most people, maybe, but I don't have the answers either. But, I think if to promote this thing and get it back on track or keep it going somewhat, I think we all kind of got to get together and all share in some of the responsibility to, or the burden, whatever, however you want to define it, to keep this thing going. I think the offshore gambling part of it, I think that's hurting us more than anything, I think, when it comes to the betting part of it. And then the fans, getting fans in the seats, that's another thing.
Who would you think the biggest culprit is? Because there are those, and there were many letters about this in the feedback column, that were saying, look, breeders have got to stop setting the agenda. Jeff Gorrell said as much himself. When you've got horses like The Beach and Well Said and Muscle Hill, you know, you're not going to see these horses after their three-year-old year. This after they've generated a lot of publicity for the sport outside its core audience. You know, that has to be addressed, do you not think?
Well, I don't know how you would do that. I mean, you're running somebody's business for them if you're going to make them race till they're four and five. And in the Thorbridge, I don't hear any talk of them. They race five times, and they retire them. I don't hear them saying that that's the problem. And you know, I'm sure they have problems like we do, but I don't think they're blaming it on, you know, a great horse not racing when he's 4 years old. And a horse like Muscle Hill or some beach somewhere, you know, it'd be great to see them as 4-year-olds, but what competition would they have the next year?
Well, presumably they could have others of their contemporaries. I mean, it would have been interesting to see, say, a Beach, even at five, going up against a Well Set at four.
You know, it's not a fair fight either until, you know, later in the year, as Well Set as a four or Beach as a five. But, you know, it's easy for me or you to say that, yeah, we're going to race them the next year. But you take 170 mares times 20,000 that you're going to breed at that horse, that's $3.4 million. And if you get 90% in foal and 80% are live foals, you're talking a lot of money here.
Let me ask you, because obviously we've been able to generate a lot of publicity for our sport when we have these superstars coming along. Why isn't that being, pardon the pun, harnessed a little better? I mean, there seems to be so many impediments to it, like the breeding issue, things of that nature. At some point, somebody's got to take the bull by the horns and say, all right, this is how we're going to do it.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's one issue, but I don't know if that's a big problem. I mean, it never has been. You know, Albatross, he raced at four. I mean, there's been great horses, you know, since then that retired at three, and it never was a problem before. I don't think that's the problem.
Can I play devil's advocate for a moment? In our sport right now, our popularity is so thin that it might have been easier to retire an Albatross at four, because at that time the sport was so popular and people, you know, were aware that it was top of mind. It isn't now. You take the case of a Beach, where a lot of novice, newbie harness racing would-be fans began taking notice and began coming to a racetrack. It's almost like we've got to do guerrilla marketing, and that's got to be part of it.
Well, you know, I agree with you in that sense, but if, you know, some Beach was, and he was a great draw, this year we got Muscle Hill, who's a great draw, and the handle's down. I don't think those horses have anything to do with it. It's a small part of the issue. I think that the off-track betting, or the offshore betting...
So you would say that's the biggest impediment to progress in our sport?
Yeah, it's one thing we have to address. I mean, that's the major thing I think right now we have to address. And, you know, I know it's in the works, and it's a government issue and stuff like that, but, you know, it's hopefully someday they can resolve it, and I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, would one of the ways be perhaps smaller takeouts by the tracks? That seems to be one of the reasons why horse players are attracted to offshore sites.
that's our mindset around here, I guess. You know, in our country, North America, and you go to France to the races, and it charges $35 to get in, and they're packed. And you go to England, the same thing, right?
Well, that's what I don't understand. Harness racing is doing just fine, thank you very much, in, you know, Scandinavia, obviously. But you're right, France, I mean, the whole country shuts down to watch a harness race.
Absolutely.
You know, what are they doing right that we're not?
Well, I know I was in France last year, or 2 years ago, and they don't call it race 1, 2, 3, 4. They call it the 3:35. I was in a simulcast place. People flocked in there. You know, then once the race is over, away they go, and they're back again 25 minutes later.
The 3:35 is a type of wager, like a V75? Is that how it works?
That's what we need. I think that would help. I mean, they get $14 or $15 million in that, right? It's a weekly thing. Maybe we could somehow hook up with the OLG.
That would be a great idea. The other issue is going to have to be the regulators, CPMA. I mean, there have been many people that have advocated for the idea of, say, going to your 7-Eleven, picking up your 649 card and playing a quick pick on the pick six at Woodbine. But you have to have live odds, so CPMA doesn't go for that.
Well, I think one of the ways that we're going to get that addressed is we have the strength in numbers. We got to get together as all the horse people, racetracks together, and join hands and start working on stuff like that.
As big as harness racing is around the world, this is still the bedrock of it, I truly believe, and we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. Somebody's got to step in and take some authority.
I hope Andrew Cohen, I mean, there's another guy, he's a very influential guy and loves racing, and he'd like to do something, but nobody seems to want to get on the bandwagon and all sit in the same room and kind of commit themselves to it. Especially here in Ontario, like where we're racing right now in this province, it's not the best program Canada or United States. It's the best program in the world. That we race 52 weeks a year for the money we race for, and you know, the big, big majority of it is slot money. But nonetheless, it's a very, very good place to be.
Yes, it is, and there aren't enough people watching it to appreciate it, and that's
absolutely
what's driving me nuts, in terms
absolutely
of attendance and handle. Let's hope somebody takes the bull by the horns, whether it's a commissioner,
well,
whether
Jeff's,
it's, you know.
You know, interview with you and the articles he's done, and that, you know, people just don't dismiss him, and they take him seriously, and, you know, let's all sit down and get something done. I mean, he's a very, very bright guy, and he could bring a lot to the table and bring some people with him, and it's just a matter of getting it together and doing it.
Well, you're the president of COSA. Is there anything your organization can do to prompt this sort of meeting of the minds?
I can just, all I can do is support it. I mean, like I said, I don't have the answers, but I'm sure I'm bored, and so is all of our board, to do something for sure.
Well, we'll hope for the best. We'll also wish you the best of luck this weekend here at Rideau, as you have a couple in to go, I guess, in the OSS semifinals?
Yep.
Terrific.
I'll be up there Sunday.
Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, Norm.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Bill, the Magic Man O'Donnell. Always great to have him with us. I'm not sure we need magic as much as we need discipline from all parties involved to keep this great sport going. Only time will tell. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.